Carlos. S-U-E-N-E-N-S. Cardinal Sunnis. Cardinal Sunnis was the founder and the father of the charismatic movement. Catholic cardinal. That Cardinal Sunnis was also a revolutionary in the Catholic Church. For 6 years, I taught at the University of Ottawa in Canada. My confessor was a private secretary to the Apostolic Nuncio in Canada. And my secretary kept me informed day after day of what Cardinal Sunnis was doing. He was first of all at the Second Vatican Council, but he was convinced the Catholic Church must become Episcopalian. Yes. And the Catholic Church must not remain under the authority of one man in Rome by the name of the Pope. Cardinal Sunnis wrote extensively . He wrote, I'm guessing, 10 books. One of his books is called The Nun in the Modern World. Do you have a copy of that book in the library?
Not here.
Please?
Not in this library.
Nun, N-U-N, The Nun in the Modern World. Sisters, what a statement. The single person most responsible for the widespread secularization of religious women is Cardinal Sunnis. My first publisher was the publisher of that book in English translation. And the publisher told me, no book they have ever published sold more copies than that book, a small book, evolutionized in his life among women. And Cardinal Sunnis' theme was the theme of Lenin, the disciple of Karl Marx. There must be a revolution in the Catholic Church, and no revolution can succeed without women. Women must be leaders in this revolution. When the Holy See held the first Synod of Bishops, you know what that is, Synod of Bishops, bishops, about 200 from all over the world, are sent as delegates to Rome. They meet for 1 month. Holy Father attends every meeting. And Cardinal Sunnis worked for almost 2 years, writing and speaking to urge that first Synod of Bishops in Rome to decide that the Pope can give counsel, he can advise, but the bishops, independent of the Pope, are to run the Catholic Church. The Pope Paul VI needed to say was terrified. And, thank God, when a synod opened, Carlos had his plans, but Paul VI was also a very wise man. He outsmarted Carlos. In 3 days, the synod decided to reject Cardinal Sunnans and retain the Pope as authority over all the bishops. I can now talk as realized for hours and the charismatic movement. This would be about 1974. I was asked by the Cardinal of New York, then Cardinal Cook, to speak to all of his priests on the charismatic movement. By that time, over 10 years experience with the charismatics. And when I told the priests in 1974, I could repeat today, the charismatic movement is a very dangerous movement in the Catholic Church. I know the leaders of the charismatic movement. We have met in official meetings because the charismatics believe that they are specially gifted by the Holy Spirit. They have written many books. Cooperating with two women, one woman from Venezuela, who is now living in Texas, in the United States. The other woman is in Ann Arbor, and Frank lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Both were active and strong charismatics, but they gave up the charismatic movement. It took them years to break the charismatic movement. The charismatic movement is deeply psychological. Shall I say psychopathological? And over the years, I have never told Catholic charismatics to give up the charismatic movement because it is dangerous. Dangerous for their emotions, dangerous for their minds. They must want to, themselves, give up the charismatic movement. It takes several years, to gradually, slowly give up the charismatic affiliation. Both books will be published, and I'm writing an introduction for both books. And now, sisters, my goodness, 3 short lines, and I spoke. Oh no. For 20 minutes.
How is it dangerous?
Please?
How is it dangerous?
It is dangerous because every charismatic is psychologically changed.